Parshas Vayechi, the last parsha of Sefer Bereishis. There are 12 parshas in Sefer Bereishis. Parshas, I mean, the way we have a Messiah, how we're Koyer of the Torah. About the parshas, meaning the parshas of Sukkos, parshas Stumas. It says, Loma Parsha Zu Stuma. What does it mean, Loma Parsha Zu Stuma? So then it's not a new parsha, fakir. But we need, it's a parsha meaning Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is Stuma. And the Bereishis of Torah, if you should listen to my name, believe in Shal Yisrael. Now, Sefer Bereishis, as we said, has 12 parshas. The Sfarim talk about that it's connected to 12 Mazalis, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 Chodshei Hashana. And the Chlal, the culmination of Sefer Bereishis, Be'etzim represents the entire world. The Hainu, it starts with Bereishis, and it ends with Acharis Hayomim. The word Acharis is mentioned the first time in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu says he wants to tell Es Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'acharis Hayomim. We have a Chlal. The first time a word is mentioned in the Torah, that's the Shoyrish of that word. Acharis is mentioned over here. Parshas Vayechi is the Acharis. We start from Bereishis, and it goes all the way to the Acharis. There's a vart that says, Es Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'acharis Hayomim. Then in the Acharis Hayomim, there's going to be Kriris. There's going to be a, in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, there's going to be a matzav of Mikra, of Kriris from Yiddishkeit that we have to work on. Vayeschazik Yisrael Vayeshev Alamita. Tadav Kabi Vayeschazik Becholzois. It always comes out Parshas Vayechi and Asara B'Tavis, which we spoke maybe a little bit of last week. Asara B'Tavis represents this Nakuda from the beginning till the end. Asara B'Tavis was mamish the beginning of the process of the Golus, but it also represents the Gulula. And Parshas Vayechi is now the culmination of this entire thing. Vayechi Yaakov, the Balaturim says, Vayechi is Gematria 34. Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. Aber Vayechi, there were 34 years that he mamish was, it was Levedik, it was Ufkelept. Which were the years? I don't know if the Balaturim says the word Ufkelep, but it's Vayechi, the 34 years. What's the 34 years? 17 years that he originally was with Yosef at first, in the beginning, because those 17 years before he had the Tsar and the Machayim of the Tsar of Mechiras Yosef, and the last 17 years, the Toiv, 17, Shonim, in Mitzrayim, those were also 17 years. And the Medrash Taka talks about that there's a comparison between those 17 years and those 17 years. The Yaakov, that's the Vayechi, that's the 34 years, the Yaakov Avinu. In this last 17 years, Be'etzim, it's a Bechina of Me'ein Olam Haba already. You know, we mentioned the other week that the Ksav Sofer says, by Vayeshev already, he says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Why? Why do we want to Leishev B'Shalva? Because Yaakov Avinu knew that my son is sitting on the bottom. And he thought that all the tzaras that he went through already represented all the different Goliaths. And now he's Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva, ready for the what's it called? And Demasi was right. Now what happened? Kofetz Olam comes to Shiyosef. Now starts, until now was Maisa of a similar bonnet. But now starts the real process of it. But the emphasis is that in the Maisa of a similar bonnet, the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim represent Me'ein Olam Haba. We spoke the other week. That's why Yaakov Avinu said Kriyishma. Yosef didn't. Yaakov Avinu says Hashem Alikeyu, Hashem Achad. He came to that Hakara that already it's that Hashem Alikeyu. I mean, this didn't mean this Rachim. It's all Hainu Hach. It says, Yaakov was Zveich Zvachim Lelikim. The pasuk says Zveich Lelikim Yocharon. Zvicha is only to Havai, only to Shem Yitkevovke. His Karbani Zvicha came into Elikim. Yaakov was able to. Yaakov was in that bechin already of Me'ein Olam Haba. He could be Zveich even Lelikim. Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Yomus Lomus. It's coming the time that Yisrael, Yaakovino, Yisrael is Lomus. The Balaturim writes that there's one other place where it says Vayikrvu Yemei David Lomus, which is actually this week's Haftarah. Possibly that's the connection. Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Lomus, Vayikrvu Yemei David Lomus. And there's a Yerushalmi in Shabbos. It's also a Medrash, but the Tosfos actually brings this Yerushalmi in Pesachim. The Yerushalmi is in Shabbos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, you made Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim Keneged the Kuf Mem Zayin Shonim of Yaakov. And the connection is because Yaakov Avinu said, Ma'at V'royim Hoya. And he complained. David HaMelech also had a lot of tzaras in his life. But David HaMelech always was Mizmar LeDavid. You made Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. The Mefarshim asked that there aren't Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. There are Kuf Nun. There are 150 Kapitlech in Tehillim. What does the Yerushalmi mean that there are only 147? So first they want to say that the first two parakim, Ashrei Ish and Lomarok Shugoyim, is Chad HaPirka, that's a Gemara in Brachis. And they find another parasha that's also, truth is you need to find three parashas that are doubled, unless you say you can be off by one in a Gematria. But that's a interesting maisa. Now, Yaakov Avinu lives for 147 years. There's a few interesting pshatim in the Mefarshim. What's the cheshbon? We know that Avraham Avinu lived 175. Yitzchak lived 180. And the way the Mepharshim explained, B'shoirish, each one of the Avos was supposed to live 180. That's the shleimus of the Shanim. And we have Me'ah the Esra, but by the Avos it was Me'ah B'shmoinim, and Yitzchak was Tata Me'ah B'shmoinim. Avraham was nifta 5 years early. Shala Yireh Nechdoi Esav Ha'ilach L'tar B'shroh. But why Yaakov 147? So there's one shot from the Balaturim, because Yaakov Avinu, by the Trufim, by Lavan, when Lavan is looking for the Trufim, Yaakov Avinu says, Im asher timtze es aleihecha, lo yichye. Whoever we find your getchalach, lo yichye. Yichye is 33. That's the 33 years that he was from 180 down to 147. That's kill aschina lo yisabai. The pasuk says, he said lo yichye. So he lost 33 years of his life. There's another pshat in the Daskein in the Baal HaToisvus that he says that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to live 180. Why do we leave 33 years only? Because there's 33 words in the Psukim that say, Vayomer Pari El Yaakov Kama Shmei Shmei Shnei Chayecha. Vayomer Yaakov El Pari Yimei Shnei Magurai Ma'at Veroim Hayu. And he complains. And he got about the complaints. So those 33 words is 33 Shonim that he's Ma'abe Frecher of Chaim Shmolev. It's a famous word from Chaim Shmolev. The 33 words you're counting include Vayomer Pari El Yaakov. That's not Yaakov's words. He says, yeah, Abba Haponim is... Why did Pari ask the Shaila? Obviously, he saw the Tsar and the Machai on Yaakov's face that triggered him to ask how old he was, Nuspal, how old he was. So even Pari's question of Ayem Pari El Yaakov is also a chiluk of what Yaakov is mentioned. Now, there's another cheshbon, it's interesting, from the Zohar, that we know that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years, and technically he gave 70 years to David. But there's another cheshbon, and you have to work out why you need Tzvei Dinim over here, it's not for now, but David HaMelech got his 70 years, not from Adam, but actually he got them from the Avos. Avraham Avinu gave him 5 years. He was supposed to be 180. Yitzchak doesn't give him any years. Yitzchak is thin. Gvura, Yitzchak doesn't give years. Yaakov, here's an interesting cheshbon. The Zohar works it out, not from 180, from 175. Because we're already going as 175. 175 knocked down to 147 is 28 years. And then Yosef, who lived 110 years, at the end of the parasha, we said Yosef lived 110 years, and we cheshbon that from 147. Each one cheshbon is from his time. And that's the cheshbon of the 70 years of David HaMelech, and that's connected to what we said, that Vayikra will you make Yisrael Lomas, and Vayikra will you make David Lomas, that the years came from him. Now, Yaakov Avinu calls to Yosef, and he says, V'asisa imodi chesed ve'emes. So, chesed shel emes is the union of kevura. Why is chesed shel emes? Why is the union of kevura chesed shel emes? So, the Sfarim bring this, emes is Rosh HaTevis, Aroin, Mita, Tachrichin. Another chat I saw is, what's emes? Einoi mitzapet tashlom. It's a chesed shel emes, because you're not expecting to get paid back. Rashi brings, chesed she'osim emesim, she'enim etzata l'gmul. She'enim etzata l'gmul. My said is, the first master, the Gemara made cotton, the yasped yaspedinu, the yikver yikverinu, someone that's basic in his yonim of hesped, people will be masked in him also. The oisim and kvura people will be koivin you also. Meaning there's gmul here also. Yeah. Oh, but einim etzata l'gmul. Who's waiting to get paid back for that? You know, Michael Titus. Another interesting chat is why it's called chesed shel emes from the Chassam Sofer. You know, a person has, let's say, a tzara, and he needs a chesed. Let's say he's sick, or he's an oni, and he has a tzar. Could be he's faking it. Whatever his agenda and reason is, he's making believe he's an oni, he's making believe he's a chayla, and he's asking for the chesed. Oh, but there's no fake arrive by the court. They're going to bury him 1600. You're not going to fake that. That's chesed shel emes. If you're burying the guy, he's not faking that. That's chesed shel emes. Now, Yaakov calls to Yosef, and it says in the pasuk, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita. An interesting pshat in the Panim Yofos. We know we spoke in the previous week, Yosef is Gematria 156. And we know also that we said a lot of things about that, but we said that Yosef 156, if you add one more Havaya, six Havayas. If you add one more Havaya, one more 26, then it's Gematria Yaakov 182. Eight Havayas is already Yitzchak. Well, wait. Yosef, Yaakov, Yitzchak. Six Havayas, seven Havayas. So you add one Havaya to Yosef, is Yaakov. Oh, he says the Panim Yofos, if you Moisef Yosef plus Shechina, Shechina is 385 is Gematria. Mitzrayim was a mocker. Mitzrayim, the Russian say was Gush, not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is 385 is Shechina. Friedman is also Shechina. 385. Take out the Ayin. But Zog the Hafla, Yosef plus Shechina is Yisro. So again, Yosef plus one Havaya is Yaakov. Yosef plus Shechina is Yisro. Now it's by Yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita. The Shechina is Mishtachu. Why? Because the the Shechina was really by Yaakov. But when Yaakov was with Tsar, then the Shechina was by Yosef, by Yavayas Yosef. And now the Hishtachavoyah is the Bechina of Shechina going from Yaakov to Yisrael. Now Rashi says, Tala be'idna sagid lei. Meaning Yisrael, Yaakov is the father, he's the Melech, why is he bowing down to Yosef? The Teretz is, the Shul, when it's his time, normally the Ari is the one that's the Melech. But the Shul has his day, has his hour, has his claim. Shul, be'idna sagid lei, but Zabdim Re'emis, yeah, but you have to be a Pekeach, a Shul is a Pekeach. You have to be a Pekeach that when it's your hour, when it's your time, the Chaperayim. A lot of people miss opportunities to miss opportunities, and this is a cloth anyway. This Yimei Aliyah and this Yimei Rida, this rainy days and sunny days. You have to know, Davka, be the Pikeach, be the Shul. Don't miss the opportunity. You have a Hiskaskas, you have a. So be the Shul, not to lose out when you have an opportunity that you're on the up. So, by Yiskaskas Yisrael, by Yeshev Al Hamita, Zokta Balaturin. There's one other place where it says Mita, it's the opposite. By Megillas Esther, it says, V'homan Noifel Al Hamita. So, by Yiskaskas Yisrael, by Yeshev Al Hamita. Abraham and Fakert. Tzadikim, even when it's taka, you know, you're really not feeling well. That's good. You're not feeling well. No house by Yiskaskas Yisrael. The opposite is Haman. Noifel Al Hamita. He's in bed. I don't know what he's doing there. Stays there. Hibernates till. I don't know. Next week I'll get started. No. That's Bahama Noifel Al Hamita. It's supposed to be Fakert by Yiskaskas Yisrael. By Yoimer Yaakov El Yosef. Kael Shakai Nira Eli Balus. Now it's interesting, look at these words in the pasuk, you have to see the words inside. By Yemer Yaakov, El, that's El, word El, Aleph Lamed, Yosef, and next word is Kael, Aleph Lamed, again, that's the shame of Hashem. It's interesting, there was a Chuvash Abikmega, there was a Shiloh, there was a Sefer Torah that was missing two words. It said, by Yemer Yaakov, Aleph Lamed Shakai. But they didn't know if they could erase it, because they didn't know. Did the Sefer make the mistake that he wrote by Yemer Yaakov, El? And what he forgot to write was Yosef Kael. But then he really needed to switch in three words there, so but you are able to erase the word Aleph Lamed because it was El. But we don't know. Maybe Fakert. He forgot to write El Yosef. And he wrote Vayem Yaakov Kael Shaka, and the words he's missing is, because it says Aleph Lamed Yosef Aleph Lamed. And it's missing Yosef and an Aleph Lamed. You don't know which one is the one missing. It's a whole shuvah if you're allowed to do Mechikas Hashem. And then he gives him a brach Ephraim Menashe. Kiruvim v'shimon yili. Well, the Turim writes that Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvim v'shimon. He says it's the same gematria. It's actually one wolf. Ephraim and Menashe is 726. Reuven v'shimon is 725. But Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvim v'shimon. So some say, okay, gematria will be off by one. But no, it's not. It's Fakir. It's not Mamash. It's Kid. Kid. It's off by one. It's Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvim v'shimon. The Emes, I saw the Pirush Rosh Al Torah. He says this also, but he says, "V'hin ani nasati lochem shchem echad alachecha." I'm giving you one thing more. Zok the Rosh, Pirush Rosh Al Torah. Yeah, it's one more because Ephraim, Menashe, and Gematria is one more than Reuven B'Shimon. It's Kiruven B'Shimon. It's one more. You have the upper edge. Shchem echad alachecha. I'm giving you one more than Reuven and Shimon. The Yidgul Aroyv. He gives them a bracha. The Yidgul Aroyv Bekerav Haaretz. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Gittin that there were certain Amiroyim that would sign their name instead of writing their name or even their initial, they would make a symbol. And that also counts as a chasima. So you can Gittin that design. And it says over there, Rav, Tzayir, Kavro. Rav would be Mitzayir, a fish. Rav Chanina would be Mitzayir, a dekel. So this Tarshish Chachin Anglia in Gittin says, there's a remes, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yidgul Aroyv. So he says, V'yidgul Rav. He reads it wrong, V'yidgul Anglia. The Yidgul Rav, that Rav is the one that's called Dog. Now, this I already saw in the Imri Pimchas, the Pimchas Mikaretz. He says, there's a name in Yiddish, a lot of names come in Yiddish also, there's a name of Frank Fischel. What does Fischel have to do? This Tzvi Herrsch, Tzvi is a deer, in Yiddish a Herrsch is a deer. What's a Frank Fischel? A lot of people name it Fischel. It's a Frank Fischel. Why, what's a Frank Fischel? He says, because by Ephraim, there was the bracha of the Yidgul Rav, the Ephraim Lekin. Yidgul Aroyv. So Ephraim, the name that's passed by Ephraim is fish in Yiddish. I guess if it's something more modern, it's English, and then you call the guy Dog. No, the guy Ephraim Dog. He spelled Dog differently. There's another pshat in the Targum Yonason. What does it mean? Vani nasati lachem shchem echad alachecha. Zok the Targum Yonason. That this is a matana that he gave him, that from Adam Arishan already, there was a kosnais or, and he gave it the matana, it went to Nimrod, it went to Avram, it went to Yitzchak, and now Yaakov got it. What? He said that. He definitely, and he took it from him. But loy b'charboi, v'loy b'kashloi, ele v'schus ma'isai ha'toivim, I'm translating in Hebrew what it says in the Targum of the Targum Yonason, that he got it from Esav, and he took that beggar. Now there's another chapter that says, Asher lakachti, miyadu amori b'charbi b'kashti. Kipshute, charbi b'kashti means, you know, weapons. In those days it was a sword, now we have all kinds of other weapons, missiles and all kinds of technological weapons. But Rashi says, no, b'charbi b'kashti, b'tfilu b'vakosho. You have to know that a lot of times the netzachon of the mochlam is lav dafka with the charbi. Aluv is a chizayin, is a weapon. I heard over amori b'kemaisa, say, b'ktsara, fascinating maisa. The Kloisenberg Rebbe, it's my Shechshayach there. The Kloisenberg Rebbe, right after the war, was in the DP camps, and there was a general there. His name was Eisenhower. He was the general from that area, and it was a few days before Sukkot. It's what you do with the Gemara. This was not just right after the Milchama, and the Rebbe was trying to be Machazik to share his plate. He himself had lost all of his children and his Shrekov. He slaughtered everything, Mamish from the Haskalah, but Eisenhower was very spoken with mice. And he told the Rebbe, what can I do? I want to do something with the Rebbe. What can I do for the Rebbe? So the Rebbe said, it's been a few days of Sukkot. We need Dalamin. And Taka Eisenhower brought letters from Italy. It was a whole story. They got Dalamin. It was not just a few days. This was Yom Kippur. He got them Dalamin. It's interesting. There was another general there together with Eisenhower. His name was Patton. And he was a big Russian. So he was a Russian. And the Rebbe knew that. And it's happened. He says, I also want a blessing from the rabbi. And the rabbi told him, the Pai Grinavek, you know. He didn't. So the translator said, I have to tell him what the rabbi said. So the translator on cue, he said, the rabbi said, your name will be etched in stone. He died a few days later in cars. The whole thing, getting back to the Eisenhower. Eisenhower becomes the president of the United States. Now, zoom ahead 3 years later, the country of Israel is in dire straits. All Arab countries are attacking them. They don't have weapons. They don't have anything. Ben-Gurion went to the Rebbe. He said he knew that the Rebbe knew Eisenhower. He put a list by Eisenhower to get funding for arms. So what got us the Charbi Vakashi for the 48? The Rebbe's Bakasha for a Lulav. That's the Charbi Vakashi. The Lulav. Yeah. Yaakov is giving brachas to all the different shvatim. By Yehuda it says, Ad ki yavoy shiloi. Ad ki yavoy shiloi, the Chasam Sofer says, it's referring to Achia Hashiloini. We know that, yeah, there was Malchus based David that came from Yehuda. But Malchus based David didn't last that long. B'shleimos, you had Shleimoi, David, Shleimoi, Rechavam. And in the times of Rechavim already, Achia Hashiloini is the one that's mevazer to Yerovam ben Nevat to make a kera in the Mamlocha. And there will already be Veloyik Hasamim, there will already be a Shvira. So that's the remez, Achia Yavoy Shiloi. Kipshutai, Yavoy Shiloi. Yavoy Shiloi is Gematria Mashiach. And that's one way to read the Pasuk. But he says there's another way. It's Achia Yavoy Shiloi, that by Shia Hiloini is already going to be a break in the Malchus. There's a lot of different sugya, but we're going to go where it says, by the bracha to shave it don. The pasuk says, over there by don, he talks about Shimshon, the Ramazamar. And then the pasuk by don, dafka, it says, Mishuascha kivisi Hashem, yudke bavke. There's a fascinating diyuk. I mean, it's an obvious diyuk, it's partially in the psukim, but it's brought down from the Karsha Samad. And others talk about it also, this fascinating thing. In the entire parsha Smichetz, by Yigash, and even in Vayechi, it does not say Shem Havayim once. It's the ghost. It's Tunkel. It's right after Chanukah, but that's it. It's over. Mikates, Vayigash, Vayichi. No Shem Hashem. Only finally now we get to Shevet Don, the lowest of the Shvatim. And that from over there comes Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem. That Dafka in the in the Tukla times, from there, that's when, if a person realizes that, and he realizes that Ein Lanu Lishayin El Alavinu Shabashimayin, from there will come Taka Lishuwasik if you see Hashem. The bracha to Yosef. Yosef is spoken in the previous parsha. So Yosef Hayu B'Mitzrayim. Yosef, even in Mitzrayim, holds on his madrega. By the bracha to Yosef, it says Ritzayin Shoichni Sneh. Sneh represents Imoy Anoichi B'Tzara. Sneh is Sinai, but it's not the Sinai of the wow of Maimonides Sinai. It's the Sinai of Sneh, where it looks like it's just a thorn bush and it's nothing. And Dafka over there, and the Imoy Anoichi B'Tzara, the Iker licked. The Groyser Kayach of Yosef. That Yosef realizes, even in Mitzrayim, he sees the most beautiful Shal Yosef, Shal Aviv. He keeps his Madrega. Yosef is Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Abris, Shmiras Einayim. Yosef is Zoyche to Mishkan Shiloh. In Shiloh, it wasn't like in the Mikdash that the mokin to eat Maaser Sheni and Kachan Kalam was Bechol Ha'ir, where there's a Chayma, but rather Bechol Haroya, you were able to see Shiloh. Because Yosef wasn't Poygim in his Re'iyah, and Yosef, the Madrega that's able to be, is Bechol Haroya. But there's also something fascinating about Yosef. The Pasuk says by Yosef, Misham Roya, Evan Yisroel. As far as I'm explaining, what is Evan? Evan is Av Ben. Because Yosef is also an Av, but he's also a Ben. What am I? Yosef is one of the Shvatim, the Rosh Loish Shavas, in Kovin, the obvious Elish Loish. Yosef is one of the Shvatim. Of the Mitzat Sheni, we know the Brach that was given, Menashe and Ephraim, are Shvatim. That means Yosef is an Av, he's a Bechin of an Av. So he's Av and he's Ben. Evan. Misham Raya Evan Yisrael, a little bit of Bechin of Av, a little bit of Bechin of a Ben. There's a fascinating deal to this. First of all, it's interesting, you know, earlier in the parashah, when Yaakov gives the bracha, Sikel Yodav, and he puts the hand one hand of Menashe and Ephraim, but he doesn't mamish want to give Kedima to the one that's not the Bechor, so he does it with the splitting the hands. There's the Chayrish Tikl Shtel, when you give a bracha to someone, you're supposed to put both hands on, as far as I'm right. So how can you only put one hand? So it's interesting, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, Yishlach Yisrael Lishimina by Yashas HaRosh Ephraim, even though he was the Tzoyim, and Svoy the Arosh Menashe. Sikhi Alas Yodov ki Menashe HaBachor. But then it says, Vayivarach Es Yosef. So I heard a Meredith is after. Well, how are we supposed to give a bracha with both hands? So why can't he give the Mamashu with both hands? There it says, he had to give Kedimah to Ephraim. And to give Kedimah to Ephraim, Mamash, by putting both hands on Ephraim, and then first giving to Menashe, that was too much of a Pegiyah. So why did you seek Elas Yodav and was Mevater on the union of both hands, bathe the hand? So the Eretz is, Ki Menashe HaBachor. Of the Dov, Menashe is the Bachor. To mamash the two hands on Ephraim first, no. But then the Pasuk continues, and it's in the Eretz. Vayivorech Es Yosef, you're giving a bracha to the Eina. It's not a bracha to the Eina. It's a bracha to the son. Vayivazoi, he was using bathe the hand. One hand is on Ephraim, one hand is on Menashe. And with bathe the hand, he's being Mevorech Yosef. Vayivorech Es Yosef. Yosef is Av Ben. The bracha to Ephraim and Menashe is a bracha to Yosef. And I heard once, if when your son says a gaval be gaval mitzvah pshadul, that means you're a Talmud Chacham. When your Einikul says a gaval mitzvah pshadul, then you know that your son is a Talmud Chacham. So the sequel is only a bracha talking to Yosef. That is a fascinating deal. The last pasuk in the parsha is Vayomis Yosef ben Mea the Eser Shalom. Yosef dies. The parsha, the finale of Sefer Bereishis. What's the beginning of Shmois? Mamas to me in the parsha. By Yomis Yosef b'chol echad. Yosef dies twice. Yeah. Yosef is an Av. And Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovos. And the Ikrit of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Over Doch, Yosef is also an Av. And Chodsh Muzgar at the end, Misas Yosef is b'chol zeis meishat shay. The Sefer Bereishis. The Bechin of Yosef is an Av. Over Mitzat Sheni Doch, Yosef is one of the Shvatim. By Yomis Yosef. And Sefer Shmois, in parsha Shmois, and Sefer Shmois, Yosef is, by Yomis Yosef, a Bechin of Ben. Now it's interesting also, moving on like the parsha. Yaakov, after the brachas, again calls to his children, and he's giving them a tzibur to be koyber him next to Avram and Yitzchok, not in the Marsa Mapela, not here in Mitzrayim. The last words Yaakov Avinu says, "Mitne hasadav amara shevoy meis benechest." Then it says, "Vayechal Yaakov." That's obviously the last words that Yaakov says is "Mitne hasadav amara shevoy meis benechest." A little bit of a complex one, but it's gematria 2255. That's the year Yaakov was nifter. Yaakov was nifter from Bria Sa'ilam in the year Beis Alafin Resh Nun He. That's the gematria of those 8 words that I saw put down in the parashas. Now the Gemara says a famous Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yechonon, Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes. Amar Lei, they asked him, what do you mean? V'chi b'chdi saftu sefdaina, there wasn't hesped, v'chantu chantaya, v'kavru kuvraya. What do you mean Lo Mes? Amar Lei, Mikra ani doirish. Al tira avdi Yaakov, lum Hashem, al teches Yisrael, kini Mashiach mirochoi, nezarev me'er shoven, makashu lezari, mazari b'chaim, afu b'chaim. So it's a mutter Gemara. The Gemara said Yaakov didn't like this, right? The Gemara, but they did, right? They were maspirin, they were fighting. So it's more no, a drosha. How does the drosha answer the kasha? There was a kasha that. So the MS is, there's a big yisoid. When a kasha starts, you have a kasha. There's an expression for a kasha. When a kasha starts, there was once a maisa. There was once a story with an aguna. And they were really trying hard. One of the rabbanim was trying hard to find a heter for this aguna. And he made a whole Tshuva, and he was matir, the isha, to get married, and years later, the first husband, alive and well, came back. And they asked this Rav, how did it be? How did he make this mistake? He said, when he did the sugya of the saguna, the bosses, his heter was based on a whole stickle. Chazi had a very shver kasha in the sugya, and because of that, he boiled the bikisar, he made it out a whole topic. And that was the maskana, how he came to that conclusion for this isha that he could be matir, that the husband said, yes, he had a kasha. But from a kasha started. But Rashi asks the kasha, and this is a fascinating deal. Rashi says, the Gemara asked Chantu Chantayu, but come to Friday. So Rashi is a drosha. I Chantu Chantayu, I they did Chanota, Savurim Hoyushemes. The Achronim Amadayik in Rashi, that Rashi only said it on the Chanota, not on the Kvura. Bishas Kvura, it was Takamis. By the Chanota not, and by the Hespin not. But by the Kvura, it was Takamis. And it's a Gevalda Gediyak. It says, Rivka says, Lome Eshkel Shneichem B'yoy Mechod. It was a nevuah that they were going to die the same day. They died on the same day because there's man kavura of the Akiva was happy mace. And that's the day Yisrael was had head removal procedure done to him. So it's taka the same day. Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here a different shot. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes? He says you have to understand a lot of times there's an aliyas neshama that the neshama goes up. But by certain tzaddikim, there's a bechina that the neshama is merachek and it still stays down here to a certain extent. And he wants to shtel tzu that you have a similar thing by Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Nossi is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says in Ksubis about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Kuf Gimel, Kol Beishim Shehav Asi LeBeisi, that after Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifter, every Friday night he would come to his house. And there was one Friday night he came, and one of the neighbors saw, and then he stopped, because they came up, it's a little bit of a balagan, he stopped. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Gilyan Ashas, Afanor, in the Gemara, the Nuxubis, Kuf Gimel, brings from Rabbi Yehuda, from the Sefer Hasidim, that Rabbi would come to his house every Friday night, Lovush the big day Shabbos, Upoiter is Harabim the Kiddush Ayayim, he was Mike's name of Kiddush. And that's already a shtickle problem. Mason Chavshi, a Mason's Potem and Amitzes, how can he be Mike's then? The Loik, Zop Rabbi Kiva Eger! Supas Kuf Gimel, and the Gilgan Ashas, the Loik Ashar Mason, Shem Chavshim Mitzah Mitzvahs. Ki Tzadikim Chayim Upoitrim the Kiddush. Tzadikim is it. Now, there is a whole theme, a concept, people, some say, Kahan, go to Maras Machpela, there's Kibri Tzadikim. I don't know why I'm not worried about Yusuf's head, but Kibri Tzadikim is not a topic. Avada, the Makar in the Gemara and Pesachim, that Tumas Meis is allowed to go into the Harabais, is because Moshe Rabbeinu says on the Atzmus Yosef, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shevet Levi, and in the Midbar Shevet Levi was like the Harabais, was Machan Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu born in the Atzmus Yosef. So it's a raya that Tumas Meis is mutter in the Machan Levi. What's the raya? Rents the raya from a tzaddik. It's a klora raya that Avada even said. But here, like by Yaakov Avinu Akuponim, there's a zavachin. Someone told me it's in the Bar Chiddush. What's the pshat? How can you moitz them the Kiddush? This is not al derech pshat. The Harifus. You know why a Meis is put them in the mitzvahs? Because Isaac the mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. Which mitzvah is he Isaac in the entire time? Leah is covered. That's his mitzvah. Okay, but Rabbeinu Kaddish is not. He's by his house. So he's not any commitment. The Yisrael of Torah is because he's Isaac in mitzvah's kvur. Now, there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the last 17 years of his life, he lived in Sipori. And he would say on himself, Azayi v'yankiv avinu, we spoke at the beginning of this year, v'yichi Yaakov, ufkalep, Yaakov ad ufkalep, the Eretz Mitzrayim, shva esrei shana. He said on himself, v'yichi Yehuda, v'tzipoiri, shva esrei shana. Those were the last 17 years, but then was Yaakov avinu lainos. But within Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Nasi, nitzesel Yaakov avinu, he was also a bechina of lainos. It's interesting, the Gemara in Titus, if you go back there, a few lines earlier, what it says there in the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says like this. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok were sitting by a Suda. And he told them to say a vart. He says, Ein mesichin besuda, shem yakin kar leveshet. Then Mechalek and the Shach of Tari continued, and afterwards he said, say a vart. He said, this member that we have, Yaakov Avinu Loimes. What's the shaykhist that the member of Yaakov Avinu Loimes to this story? So this is already, you have to talk, it's interesting, Pilpul. It says it in the Pirush HaRif on the Ein Yankiv. Very interesting. Reb Nachman and Reb Yitzchak by that Suda were having a Shach of Atariya, who's supposed to be Mezamin. And Reb Yitzchak said, the Oyrich, the guest is supposed to be Mezamin. He says, I have a right. You have to have a cup. He says, I have a right that the guest benches. He says, why? We know that the Gemara Mesachim Daf Kuf Yotes says that there's going to be a Shaila by the Suda Slaviyasan, who's supposed to be Mevarich. And every one of the mechubadim there is mesarev. Avram says, I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak says, I had an Esav. Yaakov says, I married two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asiva Yeshua. Finally, David says, Li Noa Levarech. What was Yaakov's reason not to be Levarech? Because he married two sisters. Apparently, there's a problem. There are those that argue and say, no, Yaakov is a tzaddikah. There's excuses. There's terutzah for that. He's a tzaddikah. Now, if he's a tzaddikah, so why didn't Yaakov bench? Why did David bench? You have to say based on a different medrash, David benched, because the medrash says David comes from Luz. Luz is a Giyaris. And that's a guest. It's a tzaddik. And David benched because he's a guest. And that's what he's insisting. That Yaakov Avinu was a Yet tzaddik, and the reason he didn't bench is not because of Beis HaChayis, but rather because Poshet Tzukum, the Oireach, deserves to bench. So they're having Shakbatari back and forth. Was Yaakov a tzaddik? Meaning, is there some terrors why he married a Beis HaChayis that it can't be a Siva to be Meineya, not to do the bracha? Then they said, happy to tell me that. So often the Gemara Baba Basra. Arba mesu b'ityo shal nachash. There were only four people that died without any chit whatsoever. And there's a list of the four people. Yaakov was not on that list. If he's not on that list, must be a chit. And then Zayt Beis HaChayis. And then maybe David bench, not because it's a word of the guest, but also because everyone else was before than Yaakov bench. She said, no, it's not a raya. Yaakov Avinu loy mes. Lo'ilum Yaakov was a tzaddik gomer. And it's not Beis HaChayis, and he deserves to bench. And the reason David benches is because he's a guest. Why is Yaakov not on the list of Arba Mesu? Yaakov Avinu, Loi Mes. That's the connection when he ties into the Sugyo. It goes right there, it says, they made for Yaakov Avinu an Aveilus of 7 days. The Gemara says in Ksubas and in Vaikatan, Aveilus only starts after the Stimas Hagoylel. They didn't bury Yaakov. They're bringing him to Mitzrayim. The Mefarshim will talk about how are there Shiva Yemei Avel before Kavura, and there's a lot of different shot. There's one shot that they actually did bury him first in Mitzrayim. That's why it says, when a Sasani me Mitzrayim, you'll have to take some of the offer from Mitzrayim with it, because you buried me there, and it's a whole shot. But what's interesting is, the Gemara looks in Moyed Katan for a Makar, how do you know Avelis is 7 days? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Omois, one of the Treyosar, V'hafachti Chageichem La'Avel. So just like a Chag is 7 days, Avelis is 7 days. Shavuos is 1 day, that's a Makar for Shmur Chayka. But a Makar. Frank the Yerushalmi, Kaisha Sobe, that brings the Yerushalmi. It's often a pasuk, Vayas La'Aviv Avel Shivas Yomim. You're looking for a Makar, Avel Shivas Yomim. Front center, Vayas La'Aviv Avel Shivas Yomim. Why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk in Omois? Vafach Yichagechen Levin. State first, Vayas La'Aviv Avel Shivas Yomim. As if Kaisha's Peshem Yerushalmi. So Kaisha says one teretz, there's no riot from Yaakov. This Avel is anyways different. It was before the Kavura. No Shaikhs. It's a different getter. Oy, Yishloima? You don't bring a raya, you're calling the matter. Fret the chasam soifer. Many of them, it's chis over there, many of them ask, how did we know Sheva Brachas? From Yaakov Avinu. Mali Shavu Azois, we bring a raya, Sheva Brachas, from Koy the Matur. From the same Yaakov, Sheva Brachas, you're bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu. And Shiva Simei Evel, you have to go to Omesh because you can't bring a raya from Yaakov Avinu because it's Koy the Matur. It's a pelotzim. Now there's a bigger reason because there's dozens of places where we bring halachic issues from Koy the Matur. I'm not going to go on the full scope. But specifically, I'll be over here. Why? Focus on. I forgot here. Why if I ask the Ovid Abel Shittas Yomim cannot be a Makar? Because it's Kodiman Torah. Zoktach Sapset from Merit Gazaf. We already knew that Avel is a specific. No, there was a Merit Gazaf. There's a Havamina. A Regel is Mavatel Shiva. We know if you're in the middle of Shiva and it comes to Regel, Regel is Mavatel Shiva. There was a Havamina that maybe Shabbos should also be Mavatel Shiva. Now, first thing, if Shabbos is Mavatel Shiva, then by default, you never have 7 days. That's humbling with that. But there would be a second, the Shabbos is Mavatel. And that was them looking at Makar. And they needed a Makar. So the bigger eye from Yaakov, bigger by Yaakov, love of the Abel Shiva. He says, no, but it was Koy the Mount Torah. There was no Shabbos. You can't bring a Raya. It was Koy the Mount Torah. You can't bring a Raya that the Shabbos is Nevat. Now, there's a famous part from the Rabbi Shavar. There's a lot of details to it, but the Ikr brunt of the Nekudah, the Lashon of the Pasuk says over here, they came to bury Yaakov, and they came back, Likbar is Aviv, Achrei Kavrei is Aviv. What's Achrei Kavrei is Aviv? So he makes a cheshbon, he says, there's a tzura in Kavura, just like by Bechlal, when there's more than one Adam Choshev coming, what's the Sefer Adram? When there's two, the more Choshev one is Yemin and less Smol. When there are three, then the most Choshev is Emtza, Yemin, Smol. So he says, originally it was buried just Avram and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak, so Avram is, Kodum is Choshev, so Avram is Yemin and Yitzchak is Smol. But now that you're coming to bury Yaakov, you have to put Avram in the middle, but then Yitzchak, who's second, has to go switched over to the other side, and then Yaakov buried. So it's Likvaris Aviv, Achrei Kavrius Aviv. They had to bury Aviv, but Achrei Kavrius Aviv, after they reburied his father, because they had to rebury Yitzchak. And then there's another fascinating deal. The Lashon in the Pasuk says, Yaakov says, bury me, the Kivri Asher Karisi, with the kever that I dug for myself. It's not talking about Karisi means, but Kipshuta. This is the kever Yaakov dug, the kever he dug for Yitzchak. That's the kever that he dug for Yitzchak, is the kever he's eventually buried. Now near the end of the parasha, the brothers come back to Yosef and they're very worried that maybe there's going to be a kepeda, maybe Yaakov is makpid and maybe, and he says no. Yosef tells them, "Atem chashavtem alai ra, Elokim chashava l'toiva." Zok Torah Chaim HaKadosh. Yosef is telling the brothers, "You don't need any kapara. There's no kepeda. Nothing. Ain tzayrech l'mechila v'slicha." Zok Torah Chaim HaMoshel. Imagine if someone tried to kill someone, and he was a bechachma. He gave him a cup of wine. And he put poison in, and he wants to kill him. He says, "Yeah, have a drink," and he's giving him poison. And it turns out there was no poison. It was glatt. It was rain and wine. Everything was good. Pshito she'ein lo tzarich kapara kalva. So also here, atem chashavtem alai ra, you had bad intentions. Avra lichim chashav l'toyva. This is a bavusta pelavik arachayim kodesh. Negative gemara l'chayra. Famous gemara hamiskavin lechol basar chazir, va'also biyodoi basar tle. For the etzem machshava that you thought that you're gonna eat basar chazir, hagam machshava ra. I want to explain machshava ra. Ain't a kavish baruch with matzar for the mice. Yeah, but that's just a machshava. But when you did an action, what bepoil were you doing? Tleh, but that's kosher. But you thought it's chazir, you need a kapara. So state that for the kavana, even if the pool was rain and glad, you still need a kapara. So the same thing over here. If you worship the kosyani, what is the arachim saying? It's my mishapela. Harbe don't know what the Aruch Haim means, then maybe here it's grum, it's different. Everyone's an interesting pshat that there's a chilek between Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Mokim. The Haim. In Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's totally in the Taitzah. And if in the Taitzah, everything was fine, he had wine, everything is good, no poison, no avlo was done. In Bein Adam L'Mokim, Kashrus, Neskav Alechel Basar Chazir, but also the other Basar Tleh. Is a problem. Sorry, kapar. The Rechaim is in the Chadish that in Bin Adam Lechaveira is Nishnazim. That's one nusach I heard. I heard once a different nusach, a chiddish. I heard this from the Novom Minsk Rebbe. Zatzal. He went once in Harnofer Shabbos. He spoke. He said this word. He said, "Damas, what's the pshat? Hamaskav lechel chazir v'loyachel klum. You don't need a kapar. It's when you did the action. So when you ate the tleh, thinking it's chazir, that's a problem." He says, "But that's only when you were thinking you were doing tleh, just chulin." But because it's a part of it, not it's fleshy, but it's a part of a mice. But let's say we're doing a mitzvah. He said a chiddush. Hamiskaven lechol basar kodshim. I'm sorry. Hamiskaven lechol basar chazir. But also be the basar kodshim. Any self-kapar. Aveira could tribe sacharayim in a part of a mice, but not if it's mit in a rishus. In a mice of rishus. You thought it's aveira, and really you're doing rishus. But if you thought it's an aveira, it's mitzvah. Ain't aveira nichmas. Says, the Kosiyani, where is it? chai and fushes and under you, giving him a cup of wine. That's really a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You don't have niskavim by mitzvah. But I want to be mashlam. Lagabi, the first nusaf that the belt says, that they say that ben adam lechaver is different. Lefizeh, if I'll cup mamash b'katzara, I'll say it's a fascinating example. There's a Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis that the Famed Aleph that Rav Bar Huna wanted to test his son to see if he gets angry. So he ripped some clothes and he wanted to see if he gets angry. In fact, the Gemara is doing Lefnei Iver, he's going to be Mashal his son. There's the Gemara though, he was Meichel on his covet. Zotosis. Okay, he was Meichel on his covet, but the son doesn't know that he's Meichel on his covet. So the son thinks that he's doing. That he already told him before he ripped the clothes. By the way, I'm obviously if you do anything. Said it a few days before. Why? Because if it wasn't then you have a problem of niskaven lechel basar chazir. And one second, it's kibirav. Kibirav is what? Another lechavera, another lechavera. It's an emes, the mechassunah is mesukh about it. It's a little bit of time. But if you'll tell me kibirav is ben adam lechavera, we have a riot from places, not like the Arachayim, because you see niskaven lechel basar chazir. I'll tell you one other chiddush. We'll end with this. The chiddush lahalach from Shlomo Zalman. This nakuda of niskav and lechel basar chazir about being mevia. An interesting halach. Hilchas yichud. Bayla be'ir. A woman who bayla be'ir is allowed to be. In, you know, there's all the norm, but there's a heter of yichud in certain instances. Amongst the heter is based on bayla be'ir. Now she's having yichud with someone. She's meeting someone. Yichud. That person is not a grace tzaddik. That person doesn't know that the Baal is beer. That person doesn't care. He's not religious or upon him, he's not tuned in to find the details of it. He doesn't care. Now she knows the truth that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Why? Baal of beer. That guy doesn't know that. That guy is being nitchal in the scabbing Lasis Yichud. The loyal thing. And she's also not mistaken because she's overlifting either while causing him to be nitchal. Like Tosin says over here, he's the match of the sun. So she the halacha lemaisa, she has to tell him, you should know, bayla be'ir. She has to tell him that he should know that it's bayla be'ir. Because if he doesn't know bayla be'ir, she's being machshel him with ne'iver in the skabin lechel basa chazir.